Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. The Jeopardy! Winning streak of sports gambler James Holzhauer stands at 22 games after he nailed yet another final question last week.
Let's come to our champion, James. He had 47,381, and he wrote down, what is crowdfunding? And that is correct. He will add how much money today? 35,000. That's 82,381 today, and now a 22-day total of $1,691,008.
It seems the only thing that can stop Holzhauer is a break in the competition. Jeopardy! Is in the middle of its annual Teachers Tournament. When Holzhauer returns, a week from Monday, he'll continue his quest to break the records Ken Jennings set on his memorable run in 2004. Jennings won 74 games in a row, earning $2.5 million. Long winning streaks and seven-figure paydays were made possible by a rule change the year before Jennings appeared on Jeopardy! Repeat champions previously had to retire after five victories. Now, one of those five-time winners says Holzhauer's incessant dominance is making Jeopardy! Quote, incredibly dull. That's the argument of Tom Nichols. He won Jeopardy! The maximum five times in 1994. These days, he's a professor of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island, and Harvard Extension School. Tom, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Nice to be back, Cal.
So you tweeted earlier this week, in part, that there is, quote, no hope for people who were new to stop a guy who's been handling the buzzer for so many games. Just like Ken Jennings, he won't be beaten. He'll play until he makes a mistake. Incredibly dull. I don't know, Tom. A lot of people seem to enjoy watching, like the Yankees or the Patriots win over and over. What's so wrong with having a run of dominance like this?
Well, the problem is whether you think of Jeopardy! As a sport or as entertainment and a social occasion. I think the charm of Jeopardy! From the time that I watched it as a little boy was that you were amazed that, you know, the local librarian or firefighter or your neighbor or the guy who ran the grocery store turned out to be a kind of hidden gem of knowledge. One of the early winners was a transit cop who busted, the early Tournament of Champions, a guy named Frank Spangenberg. Everybody loved that, like, you know, the world's smartest transit cop. Now, you know, Holzhauer, who, by the way, you know, is earning his money, honestly, in the old-fashioned way by beating the board. But I think one of the reasons they retired you at five was that after five, you were basically turning pro. And so this to me is like watching a guy who's played 22 games. And I felt the same way about Jennings, by the way, winning, you know, 40, 50, 60 games. It's like watching the dream team go to the Olympics. These aren't really, Holzhauer is a professional and he beat the board fair and square. But at this point, you know, he's mostly indestructible in part because of a mechanical advantage that you get just from playing the game enough times. I felt it two or three games in, and I remember one of the contestant coordinators telling me that by my third game, nobody wanted to play me.
Well, you know,
now, that's three games. Imagine 22.
Yeah, Tom, we actually have some old sound of your third game now that you mention it. This is you on one of your episodes of Jeopardy! In 1994. So you've just blasted through the first four correct answers in a category, and here comes the last one.
Tom.
What is Duke?
Yes. Five in a row for Tom. He is fast on that signaling button in addition to being very bright.
I got to say, Tom, watching that footage, you looked like you were working hard. You were almost sweating. There was a real physical element to it. But tell me a little bit more about the button, this buzzer. We've heard a lot about that, both in your tweet and in other breakdowns of what makes Holzhauer so successful. It seems like such a simple thing. What's the big deal about the buzzer?
Well, there's two things to understand. First of all, the business of starting at the bottom of the board is something Jeopardy! Used to gently try to discourage you from doing.
And he does it all the time.
Clearly they've changed that, and they've changed the rules about, you know, money and caps, as you pointed out in the introduction. The physical thing about the buzzer, the thing that people can't see at home, is that your buzzer doesn't go active until the very moment Alex is done speaking, and there's a light off camera that will turn on the minute Alex is done, and that tells you that your buzzer's hot, that you can go, because you get locked out otherwise. And if you ring in at the same time as other people, you get locked out. And that's why you see people clicking the button over and over again. The trick to Jeopardy, I think, is, and you can see Holzhauer doing this, you kind of ignore Alex and you even see Holzhauer talking over him. I mean, Alex is trying to introduce a category, and Holzhauer just says, whatever, 200, 400, 600. You kind of ignore Alex. You look over at the board. You read the question because you can read faster than he speaks. You decide if you know the answer, and really all three contestants always know about 95% of the answers because you're all screened out by a very tough test just to get on the show. So everybody's roughly as smart as everybody else. And then you stare at that light. And once you get that rhythm of the question, Alex speaking, the light, hit the buzzer, you know, that's by my third game, I started out in the first 2 minutes just running the first five questions of the board because I'd been handling that buzzer for over an hour. And I think it was a good rule to retire you at five because that really is the equivalent of turning pro. And once you turn pro, you shouldn't go back to the Olympics.
So I know, Tom, that you see this as getting kind of dull after you got essentially a pro who's winning over and over. But apparently a lot of viewers disagree, Tom. I mean, the ratings are really good. According to Deadline, the latest ratings for this Holzhauer run puts the show at number one in all syndicated programming, ahead of Judge Judy. That's a big deal. 2 weeks in a row. I mean, this is the most watched season in 14 years.
Well, that tells you something, doesn't it? I think you have to give some kudos to Chuck Lane at the Washington Post, who was the first guy to get out on this limb, who said, yes, the ratings are high, and that doesn't say anything good about us. People have, you know, there are high ratings for a lot of things. The Kardashians are superstars in America because of high ratings, but that doesn't mean I would encourage people or think that it's a good thing to watch endless episodes about the Kardashians. I think it tells you something that, you know, instead of a show, again, where you're watching and seeing, you know, the transit cop and the firefighter and the teacher, that, you know, professional gambler from Vegas is just looting the board and pretty much ending the game about 15 minutes in because he racks up enough money with the kind of steely bets that a professional gambler would make with all that money on the board. When I played, it was half the amount of money. They doubled the amounts about the time they lifted the caps. This is about as interesting as putting a camera in the sportsbook room at Caesars. professional gamblers are very good at what they do, but I don't want to watch them work all day.
Last thing, Tom, while I have you, I mean, most of us will never get a chance to play on Jeopardy, maybe because James Holzhauer will never open up a slot. But in any case, the rest of us are just on our sofas yelling answers at the TV. What advice can you give us? Are there any tips that can make us amateur Jeopardy players do better?
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing that Holzhauer did, and again, I have all the respect in the world for James Holzhauer. I mean, this is not, I don't blame him. I blame the show for changing the rules that made his streak possible. Because once they changed the rules, this was going to happen. Holzhauer practiced standing up, and I can't explain to you why that's different. But if you stand up and don't shout out answers until Alex is done speaking while you're holding something in your hand about the size of a fat magic marker, it makes a difference. It's easy to sit there with, you know, in your Barca lounger having a beer and, you know, just yelling out random words. But that's not how the show works. You have to be really focused on that timing issue. And there is something different about standing up for a half an hour. I filmed all five of my games in one day. So, I mean, there is almost, it's kind of like the Masters where you have to walk, you know, it's kind of like having to walk the golf course. So there's something about standing up that I think just changes the dynamic of the game.
Okay.
He's a very good competitor.
Well, and, sure. Now I know the secret. So, you know, when my wife wonders why I'm standing up and holding a highlighter in my hand watching Jeopardy, I'll explain to her. It's helping me do better. That's the way to do it. Tom Nichols is a professor of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island, and Harvard Extension School. And he's also a five-time undefeated Jeopardy champion. Tom, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And that's our show for today. But a little Jeopardy-style trivia on the way out with producer Zoe Mitchell. This production of 90.9 WBUR is the best show in town. Zoe.
What is Radio Boston?
Correct. I'm Callum Borchers. We'll talk to you on Monday.